So we'll just start with a quick recap, and then we'll continue from Rav Yosef's second raya. So for anyone who wasn't here yesterday, or just who could use a quick chazara, we had a machloikis yesterday between Rabba and Rav Yosef. If you're mekadesh a lady with shava kesef, do you first need a shuma? Do you first need an evaluation before you make the kedushin? Rabba said it's not necessary to do an evaluation. As long as it was worth 50, and you said it was worth 50, it's good. But Rav Yosef says it requires a shuma. Why does it require a shuma? So the Gemara gave two reasons. The first reason is, since a lady in general is not a baki b'shuma, she's not a baki in evaluation, therefore, loy sam chadaita. Therefore, she did not have smichas das. The second reason was nothing to do with smichas das. Rather, the second reason is that we only say shava kesef is like kesef only when it's very similar to money. Just like money is kayet, it's very clear a $50 bill is $50, a $20 bill is $20. So too, shava kesef is only like kesef only when it's kayet. Rav Yosef tried to bring two rayas. The first raya he tried to bring, we learned yesterday in Rabba with Madchit, and yesterday we just started the second raya. We'll start again.
What was the first raya?
So the first raya Rav Yosef tried to bring, the fact is that the Gemara by Eved Ivri made a drasha mikesef miknasay. What? The Yashiv teaches us that shava kesef is like kesef. However, there's the opposite drasha mikesef miknasay. Don't work. Says, what do you mean tvuva kelim don't work? But shava kesef does work. It must be tvuva kelim, which is like kayet.
Somebody mute themselves. I'm sorry. Somebody mute themselves, please. Sorry.
Raya, and now let's start again the second raya. So,
is this Brian
Mehenda? So Rav Yosef brought a second raya. First word on the line, about one third down. Amar Rav Yosef, mina la detanya. We learned in the braisa, egel ze lepidyon bini. If I want to use this eagle for the pigeon haben, or talazel, the pigeon bini, loy amar klum. If I want to use the eagle, which is worth 5 sela, or a talis, which is worth 5 sela for the pigeon haben, it says loy amar klum. It does not work. However, if you say eagle zeh b'chamish shlam, the pigeon bini, this eagle is worth 5 sela, talazu b'chamish shlam, the pigeon bini, binoy padli. Then it does work, and the pigeon haben does work. Frek the Gemara, hi pigeon, hey chidami. What is this case by pigeon haben? If the case is that the talus or the eagle is not worth 5 sela, let's say it's only worth 3 sela, kol kamine, how could that possibly work? Right? Like, how could it work if you say that it's worth 5 sela and it's only worth 3? Ella lav, afagav de shavu, elamai. The case is obviously that it is worth sela, or that it is worth 5 sela. Well, if it is worth 5 sela, then why doesn't it work? So it must be, Dr. Vyosh, if I have a raya, kivin delay kaitzi, loy. It must be that since it's not kaitz, therefore it's not going to work. So again, we have two possible reasons why it won't work. Either there will be a chasarn in smichas das, Or the second reason why it won't work is because you only say shava kesef is like kesef only when you know what the value is.
Take this calf that's worth 5 sela. How does she distinguish? Take this scarf that's worth
5 sela.
How does she? She's not an expert. He said that she's not an expert.
Right. So therefore, it must be a raya that you don't have to be an expert.
Okay.
So Rav Yehuda is saying, and therefore we have a raya that if you're not an expert and you have no clue how much the scarf is worth, that it doesn't work.
She didn't know how much it's really worth.
Right, so then it shouldn't work. Given the likaiti, then it won't work. And that's the reason why it says it doesn't work for the pidyon haben. So the Chazanish points out that l'chor there's a very fundamental difference between kiddushin and pidyon haben. By kiddushin, she has to agree to it. But by pidyon haben, if you go over to the kohen and say, "I want to be paid to my son," the kohen says, "No, I want your son. I don't want to let you be paid." It's not like the Chazanish. It's not the kohen's choice. It's not totally on the smichas das of the kohen. I could force the kohen to accept 5 selah and to be paid to my son. So then therefore he says that over here it doesn't make sense according to the first pshat, rather it only makes sense according to the second lashon, that shava kesef is not like kesef when it's not kayet. According to the first lashon, it's not. But pasha pshat, both rayas will work with both pshat.
What does
both
shava kesef exactly? That means a woman has to know.
She has to know that she...
On what her husband says is eagle is worth X amount of money?
She has to know that she received what she agreed... she only agreed to do the kedushin for $50. So if she doesn't know that she got $50, so then she doesn't know that she's mekudeshes.
Same question. How can she believe...
No, she doesn't believe in. That's why you have to get a professional evaluator. How could she?
Even though he tells her this eagle is worth $50.
Yeah, he does. She doesn't trust it. Right, it doesn't stop there. According to Rav Yosef, you actually need a professional.
He's telling her I'm cash $50 worth of merchandise.
Right.
I don't think the first case of opinion said if he said his cap, he accept his cap, he didn't say an amount, it doesn't work. But if he said an amount, it works. But if you said an amount, she doesn't know really what it's worth. You said an amount. When you said it, you mean he was actually redeemed for this amount? And it was actually estimated, he went to an appraiser? That's what it means when it says, when you said, how does she know it's really worth what the guy said it's worth? If you say, except it's 5 selev, then it works. But who
excellent question. So again, so the first case that we were talking about was by kedushin. This is the case of a kohen by pidyon haben. So the Gemara said before that you have two steps. Isha, a lady, lebekiya b'shuma, and therefore an isha is lo samcha daita. Just because an isha is not a baki and a shuma does not mean a man, a kohen, b'derechal, you do a pidyon haben to a man, kohen, not to kohenes, we're going to see. So therefore, a man is very possible that he is a bakis. If you tell him it's worth 5, and it is worth 5, or you demonstrate that it's worth 5 through a shamay, then it will work. But in a case that he doesn't know, and he's not semech das, if you need semechas das, then it won't work.
Either appraisal, or he knows.
I mean, it's quite possible. I mean.
But we're using it. But we're taking that to explain what Yosef did.
Okay. Yeah. Deduct the Gemara light. So Rabbi disagrees. No. La'olam de'lo shavu. Really, the case is that it's taka not worth $5. Taka on the market, it's only worth 3 selah. Ukegoin the kabel kohen ilave. And the case is that the kohen was makabel and accepted this 3 selah cow and said to him, it's worth $5. Kihadar of kahana shakel sudra mi be pidyon haben. He took a head covering from the pidyon haben. And or a black hat for the pidyon haben, amarle ledidi chazuli chamesam, and he said, "Is to me this black hat, this head covering, is worth 5 selah." So the Gemara is saying a meridika chiddush that value is not objective; it's subjective, which sort of makes sense if you think about it for a second. How much is your house worth? However much a buyer will pay for it, right? How much could you sell your house for? However much a buyer will pay for it. So if to Rav Kahana it's truly worth five shalot. Let's say he doesn't have a black hat, and Rav Kahana, the Gadol HaDor, for him to walk into the Siyum HaShas without a black hat because it's a very windy day, and it blew off, it'll be a major bazillion. So he's willing to overpay, right, because he needs it right now, right? If you buy something in the stadium, it's going to cost, you know, for that convenience.
What?
Let's say you're going to the Siyum HaShas, so you're going into MetLife Stadium. So things cost much more if you need it right now for a convenience or something. So if Rav Kahana says l'didi chazi l'chamisam, even though in truth on the market it's only worth 3 sela, right? For 99% of people it's only worth 3 sela, but he says l'didi chazi l'chamisam, and it's gonna work. Amar Vashi, this doesn't always work. Loy Amran, this is only true that you could say L'didi Chazili Akagon Rav Kahana. Only someone like Rav Kahana. The Gavir Rabahu. We buy his Sidra Reshe. You know, Rav Kahana is a really chashuva person, and he taka needs a head covering. It would be very embarrassing for Rav Kahana not to do it. But if you're someone that every other day, you know, you forget your black hat at home and you come to davening
without a hat,
so then for you, suddenly you're going to say L'didi Chazili? It's probably not true, because yesterday when you forgot it, it wasn't worth it to you, and 2 days ago. So only someone like a Gavir Rabbah who needs a Sidra Reshe, then he can say L'didi Chazili. But other people cannot say L'didi Chazili if it's not worth it to them. If they are only willing to pay market price and they're not willing to pay above market price, they can't just make it a game and say that to me it's worth it. And I'll bring you a raya that sometimes people overpay because they need it. Ki hadim mar baravashi, another chush of a person, like Rav Kahana was mar baravashi, zovin sudra, and he truly bought a sudr, me ime de rabba, from the mother of rabba, mikuvi, that's where she was from, shavi asara, and the market price was only worth 10, but he paid betleisar, he paid 13. Why? Because since he needed it desperately, and even though the market value was 10, he was willing to overpay 30% in order to get it. So therefore, if Kahana had the right to say that, even though it's only worth $3, but I'm willing to overpay for, well, not overpay, I'm getting it for free because I'm the kain, but to me it's worth 5 sela, and then it will taka work. So therefore, Rabba was doicha both of Rav Yosef's rayas. So how do we hold halacha l'maisa? So we mentioned yesterday the Gemara on the next daf, on daf test, is going to paskin, that we paskin that by shiroi, that we paskin like Rabba, that you do not need a shuma. That means that there is no problem of smichas das, no problem of shava kesef not being kayetz, and we hold that if you say 50 and it's worth 50, or if you say it's worth at least a pruta, it will work. However, there's one exception, which 50, we
30.
What?
50-30.
But obviously, if you say I'm being makayish with 50 and it's only worth 30, then obviously even Rabbi would agree it won't work. And then Tosfos points out, not all the Rishonim agree, but Rabbi Tam points out that there's another exception, that nowadays we always use a simple ring and we don't use a diamond ring. He says that even Rabbi agrees, that's, you know, by, when it comes to a suit or a dress, most people, you know, more or less know the value. That's why Rabbi disagrees. But when it comes to diamonds, that it could be very subtle and it could be tremendous differences in price, and you could be way off, and even Rabba agreed you need a shuma, and therefore, since we don't want to get complicated, we want to make sure the kedushin is a good kedushin. Do not use a diamond ring. Rather, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is, Dr. Van Thomas, to use a simple ring. If you want to give a fancy diamond ring, give that for the engagement. But for the kedushin, use a very simple ring. That way we don't get into these problems. Even according to Rabba, Rabba would also be concerned about the smith of das when it comes to a diamond.
Rabba would say there's a way even in that case to get out of, say, called to who?
I didn't say there's no way out of it. All I said was that Tosfos said that the minimum cholesterol is to avoid any problems, because, you know, you want to make sure that the kedushin worked, and you know you don't want to have to then do another kedushin, another Ariat Mekadesh. Okay.
Have you given something than a ring?
Yeah. You don't have to mekadesh with a ring. Today. If you want, you could be mekadesh with a dress or a scarf.
You can do that today.
Yeah. You can do it. It's not the minhag. There's Kabbalistic reasons to do it, but none of them are ma'akev. Halacha l'maisa, if you're mekayesher with something else, as long as it's worth a shava pruta, it will work. You know, if it's less than a shava pruta, then you're going to get into problems. Amar Abelazer, to that, Abelazer says, Hiskatsu li b'mana, I say you be mekudeshes to me with $100, $100 dinar, v'nosan l'dinar, then you only give her $1 dinar. Harezu mekudeshes v'yashlem. So since she sees clearly, what?
As a mana
with
a dinar?
No, so a mana is $100 dinar. So I said you should be mekudeshes to me with $100 dinar. And that's on dinar, and you gave her only $1 dinar. Harezu mekudeshes. Immediately after the one she's mekudeshes, v'yashlem. But you owe her the other 99, because since you said 100 and you gave her one, and it's not like she mistook that the one is equal to 100. She understood. Here's one to do the kedushin, and of course, I'm going to be mashlim, and therefore the kedushin's chal. My taima. What's the reason why the kedushin's chal after just one? Kivan de amla mana v'yavlo diner. Since he said 100, and then he gave her only one. Kamanda amelo amenastami. We understand that he's saying is, look, he's holding a $1 bill and he's saying 100. It doesn't make sense. It must be saying, I'm being mekadesh you with the $1, but I'm not saying, you know, your kedushin is only worth $1. Of course, it's worth 100. I'm going to give you 100. But on me right now, I want to do the kedushin right now, and on me right now, all I have is one dinar.
Maybe he said it for
Rata. I mean, he's holding a $1 bill, saying harat mukadeshes with 100, and then handing it to her. It doesn't sound. Then why is he handing it to her if he's having harat?
What do you mean? Also, varmshim alevin in the barn.
And he says harat mukadeshes. He says harat mukadeshes, and then he hands her
harat mukadeshes. How much?
No. First, he says, are you masking to do kedushin for 100? And then he says, and then he says harat mukadeshes, and hands her and. Right. He said, are you masking to Kedushin 100, right? And then he hands her a $1 bill.
Right.
So everyone realizes a $1 bill is not $100, and then she accepts it. But let's continue. The Gemara is going to give more cases. But Amar, who knows?
What if he doesn't pay the rest?
No, then it's not good. Yeah, of course, if you say, I read Mekeshesli Amanas, on condition that I'll give you the other 99, and he doesn't fulfill it, then the condition is not good.
It could always be every day, tomorrow. It could be for the rest of his life.
But it's a
suffix condition the whole rest of his life, or it's
it would be condition out tonight, unless you gave it a time limit, so then it'll be condition.
So then if he would die, like in 10 years, he hadn't given it, then I'm afraid it wouldn't have been a conditional.
Yeah, but which is every kind of condition. Any conditional kedushin until you fulfill the kedushin, and until you fulfill the tonight, and you don't know that the kedushin worked or not. So I think you probably shouldn't progress to the next level of chuppah until you first do it. There is a machlokes rishonim. Can you coerce him to fulfill the tonight? Meaning, does he have to now fulfill the tonight, or is it just his choice to say, if I don't fulfill it tonight, then it won't be a good kedushin? But maybe I could have buyer's regret and then sort of walk away, because since it was conditional, I just won't fulfill the condition, and then I won't do it.
The single dinner is that's kesef.
So this is all kesef, right? Yeah, the Gemara is about to discuss what happens if he gives her one of them, which is only copper, or we're about to see that in a second.
I don't know too much about how the shah works, but that's an IOU, right? The shah is
it's a shibud. Yeah, it's a shibud. I only gave her $1, but I set a condition that the condition will only work.
This one dinner is different than a shah.
Yeah, it's kasef. It's not a shah.
Why couldn't the base enforce him? I mean, he's been mishubed himself for another 9 years.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's
the
machlokes that we're showing him, that pashup shad, it's not a shibud. He didn't write a lien. All he did was make a condition. So let's say he said, I write my condition to the amanas that I jump up and down. But if I don't jump up and down.
It's like any other purchase.
Right. If I do a conditional, I could not fulfill the condition, and then it won't go through.
He's not saying amanas.
But we're saying it's right. We're saying that's what we understand. Kemand Amar, right? It says if you said Amanas, Amar Huna Amar Rebbe Kolha Omer Amanas. Whoever does kedushin Amanas, Ka Omer Meachshav Dami. He's saying is the kedushin should be chal now on condition that later I will do it. He's not saying that the Kushan should only be chal when I fulfill the condition later. Rather, he's saying now the Kushan is chal on condition that later.
Focusing on him, that he said, but don't we just start giving out dinner in time? But wait a minute, she. Well, he said he's got to be Bimona. She, we have to think about her also.
She's surely he's handing a dollar. It's not. That's what I said. That if he handed her something and she's not sure was it worth 100, was it not worth 100, and she doesn't know, and she doesn't know. She sees there's only one coin and not 100 coins.
Wait a minute, this guy's. He said to me, he's not giving.
She understands also. It's on condition. If she doesn't understand, then it would be a problem. If she doesn't understand, then it wouldn't work.
Right.
So the case, because she does understand.
It's cash. It's not something that.
It's not. I mean, if she gives a dress and he's not planning on giving her anything else, so then she's not saying mechdash, but she doesn't know if he's going to give her anything else. Here she knows.
He says he's cashing the money. Oh yes, that's fine. Okay, here. Oh, hold on. What are you doing?
One of 100.
Then she would say it.
She sees one coin and she knows all the 99 are coming. Okay, let's continue. Meshve, I'll ask you a stira. Hiskatshu li b'mana. There's another braita that says, if he says to her, be mukadeshes to me with 100 dinar. V'haya mayne v'haylech. And he was like counting them out. He was saying 1 dinar, 2 dinar, 3 dinar. He was counting it out. V'rotza ech mehen lachzar. And then in the middle of the long process of counting out the 100 coins, you know, it wasn't like he just had a $100 bill. He had 100 coins, and he was counting them out. Afilu bedinar achar. Even though he got up all the way up to 99.
Either one of them?
What?
What's the chad man?
Yeah, if either the man or the lady at that point, he's up to 99. He said, Harem Kesher's leave with 100, and then, you know, they want to make sure there's full smicha das. So he's counting all 100 out. Even though we're up to 99, Medina Akron, her Rishus Biyadi. The Rishus is either for the man to say, you know, I changed my mind, I'm not going to give you the 100th one, and then the condition won't work. Or the lady could say, you know, I'm not going to accept the 100th one, I changed my mind, I had this past 100 seconds to think about it, and I backed out. So we see clearly, so again, we just said that even though you gave him one, then it works right away. It's like Almanas. And here we see that even not only did you give her one, but you gave a full 99 out of 100, and still you're allowed to back out. And for the Gemara, so Charet Sestira. And for the Gemara,
either one of them can back out.
What? It says there, Retza Echa Mehem. Echa Mehem. One of them. Who's one of them? Them is him and her.
Yeah. But
you know, it's supposed to be a go. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, we picked one of the two.
I mean, if
it
said supposed to be a go, you would have said the same thing. It would have meant either one.
Yeah, or it should be a go. He, the one who's counting it out, could back out, or she could back out, and not to do it. But we see clearly that the Kedushin is not chal till you receive all 100. And that seems to be unlike the first, that what we just said a minute ago, that it should be chal after the first one. So I'm for the Gemara, hachav mayaskin and the amar manazu. If you say, be mukeshed to me 100, and I just mean on condition, I'll give 100. But if I say, but manazu, you should be mukeshed with these 100, then that means that you mean that the condition should be chal not based on later. Rather, you want it to be chal with these 100 right now. Let's take a look at Rashi. The Nusan La Diner Miyad Mikudeshes. As soon as you give her $1, we said that you're Mikudeshes. Why? The Kibla Le L'Shem Kedushin. She did Makabel that one Diner for Kedushin. That was her Kavana. But Menashe asked him tonight on condition that he'll give her the other 99. However, in the case that he's counting it out, her Rishus B'Yodai, to back out, even when you're up to 99, she'ein ha-kedushin cholin, because the kedushin are not chalash, the kabbalah is kula, until you get all 100. But I'm at mekudeshes, how could you tell me that she's already mekudeshes after one? We see even after 99, the kedushin is not chal. So the Gemara answers, no. B'mona zu, d'dayta kula, if she only wants the kedushin with all 100 because he said mona zu, so then it's not chal till you gave all 100. But if you just said b'mona, you just meant I will give you 100, but I didn't mean that at this time I'll give you 100. Right now I'll do the kedushin with one. Al menas, I'll give you 100 later. Fine. So the Gemara asks, is that really true?
In that case, also, he could back out.
Rebbe Manazu, he could back out. But in the case that you said be Mekadeshet with one, I'm a Nas, I'll be Maslam 99. Once you give her one, it's too late to back out.
Yes,
you could sort of not fulfill the condition.
But
he can't back out.
He
can't back either one.
Huh?
It can't be Rishus be
she
each
can't
of
back
them.
Out?
Well, she can't make him not fulfill the condition.
See, you know, I changed my mind.
Yeah, well, it's too late. She's already
but
fully.
He could back out,
right.
But not,
yeah. Well. Right.
He can't.
Right. He's not backing out, but he's just not fulfilling the condition.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he sort of backs out, it won't work. I mean, let's say one day he decides, you know, I don't want to marry you, and then the next day he calms down and says, I want to marry you. The condition still chal as long as the next day he fulfills the condition. Again, he had, you know. Zok the Gemara. If you look at the end of the braisa, the end of the braisa is talking about the case of manadu. So wouldn't that be meduyuk that resha is not the same case, our case of counting it out, the manastam? Why? What's the seifa? The katani seifa, the end of that braisa says, amr lo hiskatshuli b'manadu. The seifa says straight out the case of hiskatshuli b'manadu with these 100. And then he gives her a whole bunch of coins, which he claims is 100, but then when you count them afterwards, you realize it's only 99. Or maybe there is 100, but one of those 100 is not a silver one, rather it is a copper one. And he said you should be mekadesh me with 100 silver dinar. In a mekadesh, the kushin doesn't work. Why? Because he said you need these 100 silver dinar, and he didn't give her 100. But what about if he gave her?
He said
mana. So mana means 100 dinar.
Yeah.
That's what a mana means. Yeah. You could have a dinar zav if you specify it, but you know. He said a dinar. The standard dinar is a dinar kasef.
Mana is not a coin.
No, mana is 100 dinar. Yeah. Dinar ra. What about if he said I'll give you 100 and he gave her 100, but one of them was a dinar ra. It was like a little bit rubbed out. You know, we're gonna see later. It'll still be accepted, but you know the merchant won't be so happy about it. Like he'll say, like, come on, don't you have another one that's not so rubbed out? Harezu mekudeshes. Then the kushin does work because it is 100 dinar. But the yachlef, but he should switch it out because you know this is not a readily acceptable dinar. So fek the Gemara, that how could you tell me that the ratio to want manazu, the seifa speaks out that it's manazu, and the ratio that doesn't speak out for manazu is lechara not a case of manazu, because if it meant a manazu, it would have spoken out of manazu, just like the seifa spoke it out. Like the Gemara, no. Loi, ratio of a seifa da amar manazu. Both the ratio and the seifa are manazu. I said, why didn't speak out in the first case? Teretz is perushi kamafarish. The sefa of the brisa is coming to explain the resha. How's it explaining? It's explaining rotza echa mehen lachzer afil b'dinar achron. It says in the resha that if one of them wants to back out, even if you're up to 99 harishus biyadei, you have the right to back out. Ketzad, and on the sefa saying ketzad, what's that case that you could back out? The only case you could back out is going to amr lava manazu. Only in the case that you say manazu could you back out. However, if you don't speak out for manazu, then you cannot back out from the first one. V'hochinami mistavra, and it's taka mistavra to say that the resha is also talking manazu. If you're going to tell me that the resha is telling you that the kushin is not chal, even by a manastam, hashta, now, but manastam, in a case that you just said be mekadesh to me 100, lo yhavei kedushi, it's still not kedushi until you get 100, manazumi baya, then why does the sefer now have to tell you that b'manazu, it's not good kedushin. Even if I say with 100, it's not good until I give you all 100. For sure, if I say with this 100, then for sure it's not good until I give you all 100. So therefore, it's more mustafa to say the whole entire b'raisa is b'manazu. Like the Gemara, imishum ha loy area. If that's your full proof that it's referring to manazu, that would not be such a proof. Why? We could say just the opposite. You could have been madcha tana seifa legluya yareisha. Maybe the seifa, even though it's not a chiddush, but how do you know the reisha is talking about manazu? How do you know it's talking about manastam? Maybe, like we're saying, it's been manazeh. So therefore, we wrote in the sefer the case of manazeh, the gluy aresha. Shaloi teimer resha manazu. The sefer which specified manazu is going to tell you, don't tell me the resha of manazu. Av manastam havi kedushin. Don't tell me manazu. Rather, but manastam it would be a kedushin. Tana sefer manazu mechla, which would be a diak the resha manastam. So therefore we have no proof, but we do have a good dichay. So what comes out? That the Gemara is saying that in the case that you say b'mekadeshes to me with manastam, and you only give her one, it is a good kedushin. And the braisa that says that even if you're up to 99, it's not a good kedushin, is only a case of manazu. That's when it's not good, but it's not 100% mukhach, but that's what the braisa is saying. So therefore, Rav Ashi is going to give a second answer. What's the difference between the first case, that we say that it's a good kedushin after one, and the second case, that even though you're counting up to 99, it's not good until you get all 100. Rav Ashi Amar, Moina v'hoylech shani, the daita akulei. If you're sitting there counting it out one by one, so therefore her das is not that after you gave me one it's good kedushin, he's counting it out. So obviously he wants to give me all 100 now. So therefore her das is, I won't be mekadeshes until I get all 100. But when he just hands her one and says her at mekadeshes and then walks away, then she understands he doesn't have a bag of another 99 here. Obviously he's going to be mashlim la'achar zman. So it's all telling him what her das is. If her das is that he should give her all 100 now, then the kedushin is not going to be chal until you give all 100 now. And even if you're up to 99, it won't work yet.
Her das is dependent on what he's doing.
Right. Based on what his actions show, I mean, how did she understand what he's trying to do? If he's handing her a dollar, then she understands he's trying to be mekadesh for a dollar. So either she could say no, or she could accept it. In the case that he's counting it out,
that would only work with cash. I guess if it was something like we were talking about with silk, or somebody who's like,
it would be one shot.
He spends 100 whatever of silk, and he gives her a little bit of silk. The assumption is not, I guess, that there's going to be a bunch more silk coming
right
later on. And so that's why the
kedushin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Unless he says like three packets of silk, and then he gives one packet. Okay. Obviously, the other two packets are going to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Unless it's obvious, like money. So in the case of silk, the assumption is this is it, and she's not convinced that it's worth it. So then that would be the previous idea.
Well, it's a dinner ra.
Right.
And this is the Yaakov. Is it chayav to Yaakov, or just good advice?
So I think we're about the Gemara hasn't explained that part of the braisa yet about dinner and chayshus yet. We're going to explain that in the next couple of lines.
So according to this, what the ratio stab and the sefer is to?
No, the Gemara said. You could have said that you think according to Rav Ashi? According to Rav Ashi, right. According to Rav Ashi, he's not going with the answer of one is Stam and one is Zu, and therefore since the Sefer speaks out Zu, it's clearly talking about Zu, and the ratio that doesn't speak it out, you could say, it's even if it's Stam, since he's counting it out, yeah, correct. Dr. Ashi. Dinarat lekaman mafarish. Later on, which we're going to see soon, we're going to explain what the case of dinarat. Kate said the amar b'manazu. He said with these 100, but nimsachaser dinar. And then when she counts it afterwards, he gave her a whole big bag of coins, and she thought it was 100. When she counted it, she realized it was only 99. Ain't a mekadeshes. In that case, it's certainly not mekadeshes, because you said 100 and only gave 99. And since it's according to the pshat that's explained the ratio, the reason why Ratzah Echad Lachzer is just biyadi is because she's not mekadeshes yet. because she only got 99. She's only Mekadesh when he adds one more. Mistavra.
I think what Menachem was saying, so the bottom line is, if she would go and marry a third party, so that would be a suffix, it would be a, and this guy's in the middle of going through his whole, he's not finished going to have a whole house yet.
He's still in the process of counting.
Yeah, so she would go now and tie herself to someone else. So what is the, it comes out like, if he finishes off
according to Rashi, it didn't, it wasn't chal until the last hundred. According to the first draft, you say manazu, so then you're not mukadesh until you gave the hundred. So right now she's not mukadesh at all. So right now she goes to someone else and she becomes mukadesh. And Milvot, when he's counting out, right? And then she's saying rush echem and lachter should be 100%. She could back out, and it's not done until it's done.
He's showing he doesn't want it to be chal until it's done. He's showing I'm counting it out until you see, that there's all 900 there. Then I you're not. He's showing he doesn't want it to be chal until then. That's why he's counting it out. If he would just give her the one and say, I'll give you the rest later.
The case where he only wrote cards, and then he's gonna hopefully win the lottery. So
then she agreed to condition with one.
So
I'll tonight.
The bottom line is,
it's just telling
that
that
if she went and Menachem's trying to say that if she goes and tries to marry someone else, she's trying to say that I don't want this condition.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, definitely a chadar. Marrying someone else is saying you don't want to be married to the first one. Okay, Dr. Ashley Weiter, Mistavra. The Pirushi Kamafarish, it's Mistaver to say that the Sefer is explaining the Reisha. Hashtav Amonastam, Tanale the Yecholim Lachser, that since it says by Amonastam, you can back out, Kozman Shle Kiblas Kula, as long as she didn't get all 100, but Manazuv, and Nimsa Chaser, the Hashtav Loi Kibla Kula, so since it's Chaser 1, it's clearly that she didn't get all 100, Mibaya de Matzi 100, it's obvious that she could back out. So Amfer Ravashi Moina Vahiluch Shani, but Afagav the Amr Manastam, even in a case that he said the Manastam, but still, Kivan the Chazise Moina Vahiluch, since she sees him clearly intending right now to give her all 100, he's counting out 100, Taita Kula, therefore that's it, I only want the condition by 100. Aval, in the case of Manastam, but all he did was is he handed her a dinar and walked away with a kabilta, and she was okay, and she saw he didn't have anything else. That is shame kedushin kabilta. Her kavana was a shame kedushin. But Menashe asked him on condition that he'll be mashlim. So it's all just depending on what the circumstances are, is what her and his kavana was. So now the Gemara explains the safe of the braisa. The Gemara continues. When the braisa says a dinar of copper, what's the case? If she could see clearly, because all the other ones were a silver color and this was a copper color, hasavar v'kibla, then she's basically saying that I'm okay with the kedushin of 99 silver and 1 copper, or even 100 copper. You know, obviously when he said dinar, he meant copper coins, because he was holding a bag of copper coins and she saw it.
Is that something that's normal or not?
No, the standard is silver. But if I'm holding a bag of copper coins and I say Mekadeshes to me with 100 copper coins, and you see, and she's okay with it, and she doesn't say anything, then clearly she's okay with it.
Just one copper coin?
No, I would just this case was only one copper coin. But you know, if he's holding 99 silver coins and one copper coin, and she could see it,
that's still a mono.
If she's okay with it. I mean, if she's okay, if she sees that he's holding a copper coin, and, right? I mean, the one's about to say that the case is that she didn't see it. But if she saw it, and she accepted it.
So if he says mana, and if she sees that he only has 50, then she's Mekadesh.
He said 100.
He said 100 and gave 100.
But it's a different type of coin. He only said 100.
It's not equal to 100 silver.
Yeah, not value, but he said 100 coins. That's all he said. So, that the assumption is usually that you mean silver. But here we clearly are not going with the assumption because take a look.
So the word mana.
Or she should have just said when he handed the copper, she should have said this is in silver.
The word mana means 100 or means 100 silver?
No, no, right. A mana means 100 coins. The standard coin is silver. But you could also have 100 golden coins or you could have
a mana of Nechoros.
Right, you could have a mana of anything. Okay. Just the standard is silver. So without any other proofs, the assumption is silver. But if you see clear evidence to the contrary, and for the Gemara, Leitzricha the Yavan Nile Bilelia, he gave her the coins at nighttime, so she could see that they were coins, but she wasn't able to see clearly that it was copper and not silver. Inami, or a second example, would be the Shtakachle Beni Zuzi. He gave her 100 coins, and they were all mixed together, and one of them was copper, but she didn't notice it, right? He just gave her a bag of coins, and one of them she discovered was copper, so in that case, she was not accepting it. She thought she was getting 100 silver coins, and therefore the Kedushin would not be good. Fine. Next case. The next example was one of the coins was a dinar ra. Hechidami. What's the case? If it's so bad that it will not be accepted, it's not considered a silver coin anymore. So, what's the difference between a copper one or a silver coin that's not officially accepted, that doesn't fulfill the criteria of being a silver dollar? So, Amar Papa, stores will accept it, however, they're not happy with it, and therefore, as soon as they track you down, or as soon as they notice it, they could force you to flip it out. So she's masking him to accept the condition, but on the condition, but she's able to force him to swap it out. Dr. Ashi, the shtakach beni zuzi, v'loy hikirabai, metchila shayim ma'ur b'neim. Originally, she did not realize that was Ma'irv, and now afterwards, when she was counting them out, she realized that there was a copper coin there. So then we say that it's no good. If the dinar, which is all rubbed out, is not acceptable, so then it's equivalent to being copper. So then, therefore, it shouldn't be good. So therefore, the Gemara says, no, it is acceptable, but just barely. And therefore, she had the right to force him to switch it out. Okay. The next sugya is a big sugya. Amar will start it off. Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman. Rava said in the name of Nachman, Amar lo hiskachi li b'mana. He said, be mukeshes to me with 100 silver coins. But he didn't have 100 silver coins. But v'niach lo mashkein aleha. Instead of giving her the 100 silver coins, he just gave her his watch as a mashkin that, you know, I'm serious, even though I don't have the money right now, but I'm gonna go try to get in. Here's the security. Here's my watch. Ain't a
mekudeshes. Why is that different than the matana almanasa? Yeah. Exactly the same.
This is just a mashkin. It's just a security that I will give it. I mean, it's not like he's giving her 100 silver coins in order to get 100 silver coins back. He's giving her a mashkin, and then he's going to eventually give her the 100 silver coins and take the mashkin back.
Mashkin could be lesser value.
So security sometimes could be more value, sometimes less, yeah. Yeah. A mashkin is just a security. So ain't a mekudesh, it's not good. Why is it no good? Mana ain't kan. Since we don't have the 100 silver coins, mashkin ain't kan. So even the mashkin, she can't hold on to the security because if you don't have the what's the security for? He doesn't owe her the hundred silver coins. He just said he will be mekadesh her with the 100 silver coins. And since I didn't give her the mashkin for her to keep, I'm just giving to her the security. Therefore, we don't have any kedushin.
The same thing as if he gave her nothing.
She.
What? Is equal to giving her nothing.
Yeah, so that's what Rashi explains. Mana ain't kan. Hilchach Mashkin Ain't a Shavu Klum. The security is not worth anything. She ain't a Mashkin Matana. I ain't give it to her to keep. I was giving it to her security. So you didn't give her the 100 silver coins, and the Mashkin you didn't give her to keep. So you have no Kedushin.
Why can't you say that this is giving a Mashkin and she's taking it? Is she saying
as this a Mashkin?
He's taking
his security that hopefully he'll come
right.
And give 100 silver coins.
He's taking it that this guy's really into it.
He's into it. Okay, he's into it. It's not Kedushin, so he's into it. He's a serious guy. Okay, very nice. It doesn't make Kedushin. Yes, he's serious. There are many serious people. They're not married.
What's she given to him that she can keep? What is he giving to her that he can keep?
If he doesn't come through, she can use it as Kedushin.
Well, but that only turns into the
Kedushin
later, but Shah's
Kedushin,
it wasn't a
Kedushin. Right. I'm saying later, if he comes back, now, okay, Baruch Hashem, you know, I did a good business deal, now I got 100 silver coins, then he gives it to her, so then there'll be Mekadesh then.
Not now, Lamafreya, now?
Not Lamafreya. When you give the money, that's when you do the Kedushin. We only say Lamafreya when you gave her one right now, so then your Mekadesh is from then, Almanas, you give later. But right now you did nothing. So there's nothing right now. Mana inkan, mashkin inkan. You don't have 100 silver coins. The mashkin is nothing.
When I lend someone some money, you can't pay it up. There's a mashkin, and I don't pay it up, okay?
Then you could be goyved for the chayv. But here there is no chayv. I just said I want to be mekayesh you for 100 silver coins. Okay, you want to. And here's security that I'm serious. Okay, so you're serious.
By a loan, a mashkin is, I take it as a mashkin, meaning it's more than just, you're serious.
Okay, so let's discuss the different types of mashkins that we're going to have a whole gemara. Eshvei Rav Rav Nachman, kitsha b'mashkin mekudeshes. In fact, Rav Nachman, Astira, it says that if you're mekayesh with a mashkin, it is a good kedushin. How can you tell me mana inkan, mashkin inkan? Here we clearly see that a kedushin with a mashkin is good. And for the Gemara, hasam b'mashkin da'acherim. Over there, we weren't talking about a mashkin to show I'm serious. The case was I lent someone $100, and I wasn't convinced he was going to pay me back, and then the other person gave me a mashkin. And then when I handed over the mashkin, what I'm really being mekadesh with is not the mashkin, but I'm being mekadesh with that chayv that the other person owes me. That other person owes me $100, and here's a mashkin to ensure he pays the $100. So then when I'm handing over the mashkin to acherim, I'm being mekadesh with the chayv, because now he's not going to pay me, he's going to pay the person who has the mashkin. Kid Rav Yitzchak, the Amar Rav Yitzchak, minayin l'bal chayv shekoyin a mashkin. How do you know? And if you owe me $100, I have a kinyan in the mashkin. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, ulechot tiyatzdaka. The pasuk is talking about that I lent out someone $100, and then he gave me an exchange of mashkin. But unfortunately, he's a poor person, and let's say he gave me as a mashkin his pillow and blankets, and he has no other pillow and blankets for that night to go to sleep. So ulechot yitzdaka, it'll be yitzdaka if I'll be a nice guy, and that night I'll give him back a pillow and blanket so he could sleep. And I guess then the next morning again I'll take it, and it's probably get very annoying for the ani, and eventually he'll hopefully pay me up, but it'll be yitzdaka that even though by rights I don't have to give back the mashkin, and in fact he won't have a pillow and blankets until he pays me back, that's his problem. Ulechot yitzdaka, it will be proper to return it. You can't do tzedaka with someone else's money. If it's the other person's pillow and blanket, how could I do tzedaka by giving him back his pillow and blanket? It must be that I have a kinyan in the mashkin. To a certain extent, this pillow and blanket is my money, and therefore I am doing tzedaka. Mikan l'bal chayv shekoyin a mashkin. So therefore, by a mashkin da'achim, you could do kedushin. However, if he just gives her a security that he will do kedushin, that would be nothing. Dr. Ashi, b'mashkin da'achirim, shahaya biyadai, the kidsha bechoyv sheyeshle alav, and the kedushin is not just with the security, but the kedushin is with $100 the other person owes you. Hilchach mekudash, therefore the kedushin does work. Shamashkin atz meikaneila, because I'm giving her the actual mashkin. Now she owns the security, and with that mashkin she will be able to be goyv lechoyv. Okay,
so
we'll stop here.
Why is it that why is one type of mashkin 791?